What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flow TCast for episode 80. 80. 20 more until we hit the hundo. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you feel me? Special for the three-digit, bro? That's only 20 weeks away.
You know what we're doing? We're going to get back on the podcast for the 100th time. And I'm going to say, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Flow TCast 4. And then we're going to carry on with the episode.
Oh, bet. You heard it here first.
Actually, special, I have no edition, idea.
100th episode. Nothing changes. Let's go.
I don't even know what 20 weeks away is.
Well, it's 20 weeks from now.
That's what? 4 months?
It would be five. So that's June? Almost? Five months?
That would be close to our 2-year anniversary of officially starting this pod, right?
What if, like, completely accidentally, and don't quote me on this because we haven't done the math, but what if completely accidentally our 100th episode is on our 2-year anniversary?
It might, because 4 months from now would be May.
Wow. Okay, so after this, I'm going to add it up, and if it is, then I'll probably
bananas. Yeah. That'd be bananas if it was if it was May 3rd. I don't think it is, but like
monkeys in a barrel, bananas.
But like, that's 4 months away, bro. Actually, I might be doing my math wrong. That might be 5 months away.
Yeah, 4 weeks times five. Yeah, it's pretty much five.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so that'd be like June. So no, it's not. It is. It is NAIC time.
That is crazy. What if, what if we do our 100th episode at NAIC?
That'd be bananas. I actually just thought about something, though, before we get started. March, right before this SLC regional meta forecast podcast, I'm actually going to be in Vegas, so we're going to have to figure out what to do about that.
I'll just run it by myself.
Nah, bro. I'll be there.
I can do it. I don't want to take time away from Vegas. You know, I could always recruit somebody else. You know, I could always get like
First podcast, official podcast for a meta forecast for the first regionals back, and you think I'm going to miss it? Bro.
Nobody really wants to hear your take anyhow, right?
Bro, my take's going to be the same. Bro, it's a big deal. Plus, I got to get it out, so it's fine. Anyway, Scott, how are you doing, my man?
I'm
one
great,
week in
bro.
The bag, bro.
Yeah, it's been crazy at work, crazy everywhere. It's a not so cuckoo time in life, but I'm back. I'm a little bit warmer than I was earlier this week.
You were
Chicago for work, and it was like real feel -7, and I was like, "Fuck this,
dude,
I'm from Florida."
Oh my god, I left Chicago. When I was moving duty stations, right? I was going from Chicago to California. When I left, it was -20. It was absolutely heinous, bro. Like, my senior leader had to come drive my car, pull it out of the snow with his truck. Like, it was bad times. Like, that son of a bitch was stuck in there, and it was frozen over. Like, it would not start. We had to heat that bitch up. You got to get some power in the juice to get it turned on, and then you got to let the heater go. Like, you got to jump start it, essentially.
That is crazy.
Yeah, because like the battery freezes, so you got to give it some juice, and then you got to get it going. And then once we got it going, like, you just let it sit there for a good hot minute to let everything thaw out. I remember reading a story about stupid ways I've died, and like some guy tried to start a fire under his car because it froze, and his car exploded, which was really dumb. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't start fires under your car.
But like, yo, I was like, fucking 4 feet deep in the snow. It was horrible, bro. Look up Chicago winter of 2014.
No, I'd rather not, bro, because I was just there at like -3, and I don't want anything ever colder than that. So we were like flying over, and I was looking down. It wasn't too bad. And then I started noticing the lakes were frozen, and I was like, damn, what did I get myself into? And the more north we went, the more I thought ice was just ice. And then the more north I got, the more I realized that ice gets more frozen. Like,
yeah, dog. It isn't just like, it's not like a thin layer, bro. Like,
well, it started as a thin layer, but then like in Chicago, it was like hockey rink white. And I was like, fuck.
You were like, bro, this is actually a thing.
I didn't want anything to do with it, bro. So made it home, bro. Though. Good times, you know. It's
I
a good
wish
city.
I could have went.
It really is, but
it's the best city, bro. It's the second best city in America.
I know. Orlando's pretty good, but it's, you know.
Nah, bro. It's Detroit, and then it's Chicago. Two of the best
Literally
cities in
America. Nobody, except for you, in this nation, is ever putting Detroit number one best city in the nation.
Bro, you know how Texans are with the state of Texas? That's me with Detroit, bro.
Just the
Homer through like, and through.
Like, fuck the rest of like, Michigan.
Bro, well, you already know how I feel about Flint, Michigan, so we don't talk about that.
Anyhow, how you doing, man?
Bro, I'm buzzing, man. Got a big day tomorrow I'm excited about. I've been playing a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! So, like, when it comes to Pokemon, I don't know a whole lot. But I feel like it hasn't really changed much. The only deck that I know that's popping off, like, as far as people talking about, you did a video on. Shout out to you. Go check it out. Link in the description below. Sirfetch, heard of it? We'll talk more about that in detail. Scott will give us a rundown. But other than that, I mean, I've been playing a lot of Pokemans. Or no, I'm not at all.
I've been playing a lot of Yu-Gi-Mans, bro.
Yu-Gi-Oh's popping off, bro. Somebody tweeted out the other day on their Twitter. I don't know who it is. So, person, if you tweeted this out and you're listening, shout out to you. Anyway, they tweeted about how a bunch of new casual players are playing Master Duel and getting absolutely worked in this game. And, like, because they either don't build the correct deck or they build the correct deck but don't know how to use it and stuff like that. And it made me feel good because I got to almost platinum tier because I haven't been playing the last few days, but I got to almost platinum tier like pretty quickly. Like, I'm a few wins away from, you know, getting a platinum tier, which made me feel good because I had to, you know, clock back in. It's been 7 years almost since I played Yu-Gi-Oh, and I've actually been doing all right with it, which is nice.
They're really actually, so like with the way the rules have changed, they really actually took it back to a Yu-Gi-Oh that's kind of more understandable for the ones that used to play, though. So if you've ever been competitive in the game, I feel like you can jump right in. Like, I don't think I've skipped a beat, right? I haven't played enough to like progress to platinum or even come close yet, but I'm winning more than I'm losing. And it's because it really is just Yu-Gi-Oh, right? As long as you could read, you know, three chapters of an effect on each monster. Now,
bro, I hate those effects that's like, do this. Or you can do this. Or do that. Like, for example, Chaos Dragon, Levianeer. It's like if you have to banish three monsters to, like, three dark types or three light types or three monsters of each type. And if you banish three, you do one thing. You shuffle a random card in their hand. If you banish three light type monsters, I think they're called types, or is it light attributes?
It's attributes, I think. Right.
I was about to say they probably use a longer word for in the thesaurus, it's type. But anyway, so whatever.
Well, I think there's type, right? Because there's warrior,
dragon type.
And dragon type, and then there's attribute. Okay.
Well, in my YouTube video explaining Rocket Dragon Link, I call them types, and they're probably all like, you fucking idiot. Anyway.
You fucking dude. What
like,
do you know?
Does this dude know anything? No. The answer is no. Anyway, but you like if you banish three light attributes, you special summon something, or if it's both, you can destroy two cards up on the field. But the text is like fucking a Bible verse, bro. Like,
yeah, it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, but Yu-Gi-Oh, since I've played, has always been like that, right? Like, like the old elemental
like
dragons, bro. It was like 18 different things you could do if you chose to, and you were just like, cool, yeah, that's fine. I don't
you
know.
Talk
the only
about
issue
a game
that I
with
have with Master
bro?
Duel,
What's
the only
up?
Issue I have with Master Duel is dueling takes so fucking long. Because every step is, you know, you have to choose it, right? So, like, it's not anything against the game or anything like that, but compared to I made the same deck and I played a real life Yu-Gi-Oh game the other day, and it was like Mach 10, right? Then I went back and played a Master Duel, and I was like, one duel is taking me 20 minutes.
I talked about that last week. I was like, bro, these games take forever. Like, but like, I've gotten the combos down on Rocket Dragon Link. That's still the only deck I have in the game right now. But I've gotten the combos down, and like, I was streaming it the other day, and I'll be hitting these combos, and I'm like, bang, 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 bang. Boy, I feel like a god right now, dog. So it's a lot of fun. Anyway, we are not a Yu-Gi-Oh podcast, although I do have to shout out YouTube real quick, because I put two Yu-Gi-Oh videos out and they both popped off. So thank you so much for all that. We are like inches away from the finish line of hitting monetize, but y'all don't need to know that though. So
really is the listeners, it really is you guys that are they're supporting.
Yeah,
we really appreciate every level of support from any community. But if you came here because you heard about us on a Yu-Gi-Oh video, I'm sorry, bro. We were Pokemon podcast.
Yeah.
We love you. We really do. We used to dog at you all the time, but
do not listen to our episodes past episode 79. So or before episode 79, because I'm pretty sure somewhere there we made fun of your card names. Shout out Performa Pal Bubble Bow Wow. I've I've acquired that card on Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel. So it's a good time, my guy. It's a good time to be alive. We got card games. We got Legends Arceus. We'll talk about that after the break later. And Scott, speaking of the new hot deck before Brilliant Stars come graces us with its presence, is Galarian Sirfetch'd Bird Trio? I don't explain it to me.
People are just calling it birds, right? Like it's just so. It's essentially
Flappy
the new
bird.
No, it's essentially like the new age ADP KFC, right? Right. Like it's a weakness box. It does things right. It's hitting, you know, the most popular decks for weakness, and that's essentially what it does, right? As a deck, it's still like a pile. You know what I'm saying? It still looks like it should not work, but it works just fine. It has a lot of pieces that you have to hit. It really is a sequence heavy deck. If you aren't good at keeping track of what's in your deck and your resources, you're probably not going to pilot this deck very well, because if you forget that like you don't have a Galarian Zapdos, but you go to make the Sirfetch'd play and then you're like one piece short, you literally just have an empty field, right? So you could definitely kill yourself really quickly by not knowing what's there, kind of having like a field presence, so to speak. But the deck is real fun. I think that's why a lot of people are hyping it up right now. I don't think it's because it's necessarily like a great deck. I mean, it does hit like Mew and Jolteon, right? But it's a fun deck to play. It involves thinking outside of the normal realm of possibility. The downside of it is it's supposed to be really good against Jolteon, and it's not. It loses to Jolteon quite frequently.
That's crazy. Well, I guess that makes sense, because if they go path and then you do a Zapdos and you don't have a stadium, I don't even know if you play a stadium. I haven't even looked at the list. I just saw Galarian Sirfetch'd. Matter of fact, you dropped the video. I made the thumbnail. I threw it out there. I have no idea. You could have talked about something else.
It could have been like...
You could have done a tier list breakdown of Chicago restaurants you didn't even go to. And I was like, Sirfetch'd is good, boys.
No, I mean, it's a fun deck. It does get hurt by path a lot. And that's a good reason why Jolteon beats it. But it also, like, all of the setup Pokemon, all of the birds are like 110. Like, they're easy to hit with Jolteon. So you're taking one prize a turn, and then, you know, like on the third turn, you're taking four prizes, right? Because you're knocking out two prizers. So it just still takes three attacks, right? If you give Jolteon a chance to take three attacks and win the game, they're going to win a lot.
I feel that. I could see that for sure. And then at first, like, you know, like the ace card, the big boy is Galarian Sirfetch'd. So like, without having seen the list, in my, like, for me personally, I just see Sirfetch'd. I'm like, how the fuck is this winning, bro? Mu VMAX is literally like thumping you, bro. Like, and then I was like, oh, we play the little baby Moltres that just absolutely cracks on a Mu. I didn't mean to say cracks, but I had to just roll with it, so it's fine.
No, that's fine. No, all I mean, plus, like, Sirfetch'd also takes out Genesect, right? So.
Oh, yeah, it does 200, right?
Yeah, so you can, like, go, because you don't have to, the benefit of Sirfetch'd is you don't have to play the Clara play, right, to get a knockout. So you can afford to boss and take a two-prizer on a Genesect. So, like, when you're playing against Mew, a lot of times that's your goal, right, is go Genesect, and then Mew VMAX after they've taken four prizes or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's pretty good. It seems pretty good.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I
Are you playing it at the Georgia 1K?
Absolutely not. I don't think it's good. Like, so it's fun. It's a great deck, and it's one that can win you a lot of games. And I've gotten more than one message from some of our fans that have said, hey, you know, just so you know, like, not because you posted the video, but I've been winning a lot on the ladder. Or I got one message that's like, I've been on a 5-tournament win streak on the online tournaments with this deck. So, like, it can win, especially if you hit the right matchups. But, like, if you hit Weezing,
my boy Scott's like, you just lose. How? How do you win?
No, I mean, I like coach me. when I made that video, I was on like a 14 or 15 win streak. Like,
oh, that's wins. Good.
Yeah, it wins. It just also auto loses like a lot.
Hey man, welcome to Pokemon, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how it goes.
Speaking of Pokemon, that's like the only hype deck I've seen. I'm gonna be real with you. And if there's any other hype decks, let me know, I guess. But it still feels like it's Mew's world and we're living in it. But that's me.
It still is. Even if there is a hype deck, it's still Mew's world.
That's just me. But on the horizon, in less than a month, we got Brilliant Stars. Scott, what are some decks you're excited about?
I'm excited about a lot. So when I looked at this set initially, because I'm bad at this game, I guess, I looked at it and I was like, hey, you know, I don't really see much. I see Raichu, right? And then I see some good trainer cards that are going to make lists that already exist better. But the more I look at it, the more there's so many, thanks to Bench Barrier, there's so many decks that like have a new relevancy or new decks that like have a chance, right? Competitiveness aside, right, I'm really excited to play one prizers again. I'm really looking at Malamar. Malamar can do some pretty crazy things, I think. The bench barrier Manaphy or whatever does take up a bench spot, so that's kind of bad. But I mean, I still think that without being able to knock out my two Chinchinos, I can do a lot of damage. I've seen a lot of hype about Mad Party, so I didn't even, like, I've been so off of Mad Party that I forgot that deck existed until I saw, I think it was Tricky Jim that brought it up first. I don't know, but there is...
Aaron's going to be pissed about that.
Why?
He was hyping up Mad Party earlier.
Oh, whatever. It is what it is. I'm gonna sound like a total noob right now because I forgot his name. But you know is his name Avalung, the grass guy, the starts
Torterra?
Off as Torterra. Torterra, is that him? I don't. Yeah. Torterra. Yeah, the Torterra list looks pretty fire. I don't know if you've seen that or not. And then Raichu. I'm mostly excited about Raichu because it's Blounds. But the more I look at it and like the more I look at my proxies, because I have it proxied up right now, the more I realize it's glaring weaknesses in this format. Glaring weaknesses. Mostly the fact that it takes me too many energy, like more energy than I can get on one turn consistently to take a knockout on a VMAX.
My only problem with Raichu, and I know it's like the new Blounds because it literally has Mind Blown, but like instead of going to the Lost Zone, they go to the discard pile, which you can bring
and
it right
does
back.
10 extra
BTPs. And it does 10 extra for each. It does 60 instead of 50. Is the fact that there's no There's no beastery. That's a problem because that's what made Blount so good, is like you could just fire off a beast ring turn. Your opponent had to like calculate the proper prize or map the correct prize trade with you.
Yeah. I mean, but in that format, you really couldn't like map away from beast ring because it was 3 or 4,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
True. But I don't know. So without beast ring,
I mean, you could, if you did, was there an attack that hit 2 things?
There might have been, but nobody was like,
oh, yeah, tag bolt. Yeah.
As somebody who played Blounds, that shit didn't happen.
Hey, look, man, I played Mewtwo, all right? So, like, I just played Mewtwo. Blounds was a bad matchup. I accepted it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Right.
No, but so like the more I play Raichu, the more I realize that it's just Bolton with a finisher, like, because you ultimately have to go Bolton to at least soften something up and then take a big knockout and then take a smaller knockout after that, right? So you have to attack 3 times. So
you don't play the Bolton VMAX, right? Do you?
No, just the
I was about to say, you want to be a 2-prize deck, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does play the Arceus, right? So I guess theoretically you could, like, if they let you attack twice with Arceus, which sounds terrible, I don't know. It's there's ways to do it, but it's just like you almost have to attack to get enough energy to attack twice in a row, and it doesn't feel good. It feels like you're one boss's order away from losing the game because they're going to boss up the wrong thing and just knock you out. So
I feel that. I'm excited for, and I've been seeing a lot of people talk about it. It's the face of the whole set. But I'm excited for Arceus, like, just to see what people, like, because you can play Arceus with any type, right? So, like, my first thought was, oh, my God, this is good in Sylveon, but you can make Arceus Dark Box. You can make Arceus Lightning Box. You can make Arceus Grass Box. You can make Arceus Box. You can make Arceus... anything but Mew VMAX plays Arceus, it feels like, which is, I mean, it's the best so far. Was everything that's been announced, it's the best V-Star power ability in the game, 100%.
Anything that lets you best V-Star card.
It's the second best V-Star card, but it's the best V-Star card ability in the game.
It's the best V-Star card coming out in Brilliant Star.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. 100% correct. So, like, it's cool because it's splashable in anything. We can keep going. We can hit all the types. There's, like, something for it that you can pair it with. I think, personally, this is me. I could be 100% wrong, and that's fine. Look, I'm Steven Maxwell. I make horrible takes all the time. But I think since Ultra Ball is coming out, I like having Arceus V-Star more than I like the Inteleon lines, personally.
I think you need both. I think it warrants cutting down the Inteleon line, but I think the Inteleon line is still necessary, right? The benefit of it is any deck that plays Inteleon line and Arceus is now playing a secondary attacker, because a lot of those Inteleon decks don't play secondary attackers, right?
Right.
So, I can tell you in Japan, at least, the Arceus deck that's winning the most is just... they call it Evil Arceus or Dark Arceus, and it's just Dark Dot Deck.
Arceus
with
Moltres?
Yeah, that's it. It plays the Baby Moltres. I think it plays the Baby Moltres. Maybe it doesn't even play the Baby Moltres. If it doesn't, then it's fucking retarded. But I would play it in my list, right? But it's pretty much just Galarian Moltres and Big Boy.
Galarian Moltres is getting juiced up. Every set, it feels like Moltres just gets better. Get your Moltreses, both of them. I told you guys when Moltres was announced that it was going to be the greatest Pokemon of all time. I didn't say that, but I did say it was the coolest one coming out in Crown Tundra. So
I think Pokemon agrees, and that's why they're hyping it up.
Facts. So, Dark Moltres or Dark Arceus is going to be a problem, like, when regionals come, at least. I think, probably. I have no idea, because that's still a month away. And shout out to everybody making lists right now, all right? Shout out to everybody getting the early thoughts on the list, because I'm going to rip every single one of those when the set comes out on PTCGO and just make content. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm probably going to do that. Actually, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
I don't know. I may start making content right now, actually.
Dude, I can't do it, man. I don't know if it's because I'm not big brained enough, but I do not like doing early lists. The only time I've done it, and I actually did it, it was really cool. And all you content creators, take some notes. Is I did it on Tabletop Simulator, and instead of having gameplay, because what I like about Tabletop Simulator is you can like do the combo. Like, it doesn't matter, you don't have to have somebody else playing. You can just take a scenario, put it on the board, and then do it. Kind of like a playbook.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Like, and I did that once when Moltres came out. I did it for Aether and Moltres, but that was a pretty easy one to do. Anyway, so Brilliant Stars is going to be, I think it's going to be really good for the format when it comes out. But you know how us Pokemon players do. As soon as Brilliant Star, we always look further into the future, 6 months in advance. We're always 6 months in advance. I actually hate when I hear card players is like, oh, I'm just waiting on set 8. And it's like set 4. And it's like, why? Anyway, there were some cards announced. I did a YouTube video on this, but it was just me. And I said, or literally 5 seconds ago, I can't stand when people say they're looking forward to the set after the set. But boy, am I looking forward to the set after the set, my guy. Darkrai V-Star is everything it was advertised when we talked about it on this channel months ago. It's that and more, because another card came out. Scott, what card was announced alongside Darkrai V-Star?
I mean, it's a card that I think we actually talked about it coming out as well. Just because it's been a running gag, I guess, in Pokemon and just people that play Pokemon, that they're remaking an old format right now. So we got Ultra Ball, you know, we have, you know, like vanilla versions of like a lot of cards that existed. We have a pseudo Sky Field and things like that, you know.
We got Sycamore, we got Lysander, we got
Marnie, which is almost like a bad N or worse. I don't know. Marnie wins games too, just like N, right? Like, but not in the same way. But like, so we got all this. So the only thing we were really missing was Dark Patch. And so I was expecting a vanilla version of Dark Patch. Like, I was expecting a Dark Patch. It's like, hey, you know, discard a card, then attach a dark, you know, which would still be fantastic.
But well, the vanilla versions flip a coin and attach to a basic Pokemon.
Yeah, but that's every every type, right? But like, if they were going to give us a color specific, right? First of all, I didn't think it was going to be dark. And second of all, I thought there would be more of a cost, right? But
we got Metal Saucer too.
Oh, that's true. We already had Metal Saucer. But I don't know. They said, you know what? We need to have Turbo Dark.
Dark Patch is a little expensive for expanded players. Let's just put it in standard.
What if they did that on purpose? Like, what if that's the reason they did it? Was they realized that
not thinking of the repercussions of what's going to happen?
Yeah, they were like, this uncommon card is like ridiculously expensive for no reason. Let's just
Tropical Beach reprint in a regular set confirmed, bro.
Confirmed, bro. That's it. But it's not going to be called happening. Tropical Beach. It's going to be called.
It's
like,
going to be. Dub Gorman dies Snorlax. Sure. I got you. It's going to be called Gorman dies Snorlax. I got you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Dark Patch is back. Darkrai V-Star is absolutely insane. Let me tell you what Darkrai does. It says Dark Pulse on it. I'll let you guys figure out the rest. 30 times the amount of dark energy you have on the field. For those who don't know, when I first started playing the Pokemon TCG, there were two decks that I played. One was Evil Tall Garb. Obviously, it's the best deck ever. The second one, which I actually had better results starting out with, was Turbo Darkrai. And Turbo Dark and Expanded. And the Breakpoint Darkrai read Dark Pulse, 20 plus 20 times for each dark energy you have in the field. This one's 30 plus 30 times. So Greninja Zoroark is like this too. Greninja's or RTX, obviously, but Darkrai's V-Star ability is, if Arceus V-Star is just a computer search, this is Dowsing Machine that lets you grab two items from your discard pile and put them into your hand, which is absolutely bananas, because you can theoretically have a six Dark Patch turn. The likelihood of that happening is probably not. You're probably mostly going to just grab either a Quick Ball and an Ultra Ball just so you can keep your turns going. But immediately when I saw this card, I thought, what I think about, bro? I thought about the Moltres, dog.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, that's, you know, Moltres, Galarian Moltres V accelerates one from the discard, and Baby One accelerates two from your hand. Plus Dark Patch, you're putting on, theoretically, if you get two Dark Patches and Moltres and Galarian or Galarian Moltres Baby and V, you're getting, at minimum, you're getting what? Five energies turn one, which is absolutely bananas. You could have, that's doing 180 immediately, and then the second turn you can just accelerate more. So theoretically, if you go first, you can have like seven energies on board, or even nine energies on board, and start taking one shots. So
here's the issue, right? That I'm going to see.
There
is an issue. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, right?
There is no bad news.
But so you know, you have 60 cards in your deck, right? Guess how much it takes, how much energy on board it takes to one shot a VMAX with Darkrai. So Darkrai's 30 plus, right?
It takes 10 energies, 10 or 11 energies.
It takes 11 energies, yes.
Or
10 energy because it's 30 plus, right?
So it takes 10 energy. 9 if you got Choice Belt, and then it takes 8 if you have another one.
But that we'll talk about that other card. So much energy.
Bro, that's how much energy Turbo Dark played, bro. They played like 12 energies.
Yeah, but you need it on the field every turn. I'm not saying that it's not going to be a good deck. I'm just saying finding it all turn one is the issue here.
Bro, you can even play Arceus if you want to. We talked about Arceus Dark Box, bro. Imagine Arceus and Darkrai in the same deck. You can do it. They're going to reprint Double Dragon Energy because they love me, and then it's going to be Turbo Dark Dragons. It's going to be fine, bro.
It's fine. That's it.
And then I'm going to get Max Elixir, too. It's going to literally be the same 60 cards from, like, 6 years ago, but, like, just souped up names for the meta. Instead of Salamence EX, it's going to be Gudra V or some shit, or I don't know.
New Galarian Weavile? Hisuian
Weavile. Sneasler is what he's called. We'll get Sneasler to them. But nah, dude, I don't think that's a problem, honestly, because you can, like, you play like 12 energies, you have Pokemon that naturally accelerate to itself, and then you have Dark Patch as well. I think it'll be okay. And if you're playing against Mew, you only need like four energy on board. You're chilling.
Yeah, three with a belt, I think.
Yeah, you need a sneeze, bro.
Yeah, you need to scratch your head, and the danger of falling down will kill the Mew.
Bro, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So good, dog. And there was other cards announced. I didn't want to make this the Darkrai show. Actually, yes, I did. Because, Scott, what was in my show notes?
So, he hit me up with the show notes. Maxwell always hits me with the show notes early in the day so I could have time to not prepare before I come in completely unprepared. But he hits me with the show notes. He says, intros, Darkrai V-Star, closing.
Oh, I didn't have time, dog. I didn't have time to really think of anything else. But, yeah, I was tired today. It was a long day. I needed something to wake me up, my guy. What do you use to wake yourself up?
I use Death Wish Coffee.
Oh my goodness, bro. Death Wish Coffee is absolutely insane. Guys, if you ever wanted a coffee brand that has a warning label on it, this is it. Actually, matter of fact, this is the only one. Because it is the world's strongest coffee. This stuff will absolutely wake you up, get you ready for the day, and actually write some show notes. That's not just Darkrai V-Star. I'm telling you. If you like your decks dark, you'll like some Death Wish Coffee, because they're both dark coffee. That was horrible. But hey, that's
yeah.
Hard.
You could, so let me fix that. If you like your decks dark, like you like your coffee, pick up some Death Wish coffee. You could have just stopped it right there. You're welcome.
I know.
I know dad jokes are hard for somebody who doesn't, you know, or regularly participate in their creation.
You know, here's the thing. I am a dad. I just don't do dad jokes. But what I do on in the mornings is I get my K-cup of Death Wish coffee and get ready for my day. Because that's what it takes. That's it. And you can get yours. Also, if you like coffee beans and stuff like that, coffee grounds, whatever, it's all on their website. You can hit our affiliate link in the description below, just as always, and get you some Death Wish coffee for sure. Now, there were some other cards that were released as well, or leaked, or announced, and that is Lucario V-Star. And if this will quit, I can click on it. Why is this doing this? All right, there we go. Lucario V-Star, which is pretty cool. It's also getting a promo box, which, by the way, talk about some bias there. We're getting Lucario V-Star in a promo box, but they can't hit me up
Darkrai
V-Star premium collection box.
Although, I think that's all the love. They're in Smash Bros. Darkrai's not in Smash Bros.
Yes, he is. But he's energy fighting Knuckle, 120 plus 120 more damage if your opponent's active Pokemon is a V. We've seen this attack before on Victini VMAX.
It's the same thing. To hit with Victini, though.
Yeah, but Victini is also three prizes. This is two.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not that bad because, like, you can accelerate with this new item card. What's it called? Gutsy Pickaxe. That if you reveal the top card of your deck, if it's a fighting energy, attach it to one of your bench Pokemon.
That's
so you
true.
Can accelerate fighting yeah. energy. And plus, you can manipulate the top deck.
With a Rangaroo or whatever the case is. Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad. Also, like, hitting 220 just by attaching the DCE thing, DD, whatever it is, that's not too terrible yeah. either. So
yeah,
it really is just a two attachment or some shenanigans to hit 240, right? It's second attack, though, is what I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah. We talked about how great Darkrai V-Star is. It's V-Star power attack is 70 times the number of energy attached to your opponent's Pokemon. So it doesn't say active. So if you got like five energies on board, this thing's doing 350 for a fighting and a colorless, which is absolutely insane. It's only one attack, but that can be your closer. That can swing the game. Like, that's a pretty good attack, honestly, especially against like Shadow Rider and stuff like that. Oh my God.
Shadow Rider or Mew, like Mew does the crazy thing and you just take the early knockout, right? Because you're probably in a bad spot anyhow if you're playing Lucario against Mew, so you gotta get on the offensive real early, you know what I mean? So and the fact that it's just fighting colorless,
yeah, that's a really good attack. Another thing that's interesting is the Lucario V. For two colorless, it's got Crush Punch and it discards a special energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. So that's a little bit of some disruption for the Mew players, if you're worried about that. And plus, Crush Punch with just an attachment of that new DCE, even though it's only doing 30. But, like, taking a special energy off the board is always good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. Especially, I mean, everybody's playing special energy right now, right? Like, you have Single Strike, Mew, like, Capture Energies are a thing, you know?
Shoot, even Darkrai can play it. Because of that hiding dark energy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely not a bad attack. It's definitely a good combo. If Mew wasn't so strong, I'd be more hyped about this. Because I don't think Mew gets any weaker, right? When Darkrai comes out, then...
It does gain a bad matchup.
Yeah, but it's got bad matchups now, and it still does things, you know. So we'll see what happens. If Mew takes a backseat, then Lucario may like be the second of the top decks. You know what I mean? Like, I really like, I love the people that are putting like the special energy for the fighting that just make this even beefier. Like, you can make this guy a wall that just constantly does damage.
Oh my goodness, a two-prizer with like 300 HP? That's insane. With Big Charm, bro?
Yeah.
330 HP and it's a two-prizer? You gotta
I think the fighting energy doesn't give it more HP. I think it just takes less damage, right? But
yeah, but I always, the way I factor that is, since it's taken, that's like essentially plus 20 HP in my eyes. So when I say it like that to all you new listeners, that's kind of what I'm meaning. But speaking of fighting Pokemon and other cool things, they got these new Pokemon mechanics cards. The sparkling Pokemon cards. These things are like Pokemon A-Specs or Gold Star cards, I think is another thing that they're like from way back in NAM. They're kind of like Prism Stars, but you can reuse them. But you can only have one sparkling Pokemon period in your deck. So for the most recent thing that was like this is A-Specs. Because you can only have one computer search in your deck or one A-Spec period. And since we were talking about fighting, I do want to mention Sparkling Hawlucha first. If VMAXs are still prevalent, which they will, or there may be some like straggling, like really good ones, like Mew is going to pretty much be good until it rotates, unless something really puts it to shame. Leafeon will probably see a resurgence when these cards come out, I imagine. But any of them, what Sparkling Hawlucha says is that its ability Big Match, if this Pokemon is on your bench, your Pokemon's attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon VMAX. And one thing I do want to mention is that these things do have a rule box on them, so Path to the Peak does shut it down.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, so Path does shut these down, but 30 plus damage to VMAXs. So we talked about Choice Belt earlier doing 30 more damage. This does 30 more damage. So you said 10 energies or whatever to do 330. Now you only need 8. It's fine.
Yeah, you just need to find another piece. I don't know, man. That's just a lot of pieces you got to find for the dark deck to do.
Bro, don't worry. We're going to test it when more cards get revealed and we get closer to that set. And I'm going to show you, dog. Turbo Dark is not to be trifled with. Again. We also got Sparkling Greninja.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Before we talk about this card, I love TPCI for putting this ability name on this card. I don't know if it was intentional, and I don't know if that's the right translation, but I'm not going to put any names out there or anything like that, but back in the day,
you know.
If you know, there was a scandal involving a Greninja being concealed on somebody's lap. And
the
ability
first regionals I ever went to.
The ability name on Greninja is literally concealed card. So shout out for the best ability name translation possible. 100%. It probably won't be that in America, but I love
TPCI
for that.
The only thing worse would be called lap card. That'd be hilarious.
Or if they just translates to lap Greninja, like they just get rid of all like notions and they're just like, no, they know what it's for anyhow. Let's just give them what they want.
One thing I do want to say before we go further about this card is they're all shiny Pokemon too, which is pretty cool, right? So we'll get a sparkling Charizard probably. Bank on it. Anyway, concealed card. Great name. Once during your turn, you may discard an energy card from your hand. It doesn't specify special energy or basic energy. And then draw two cards. So, as I said earlier about how Darkrai would want to play Sparkling Hawlucha, I lied. They actually want to play Sparkling Greninja. Because that is an insane ability, my dude.
Yeah, you get
dark, really good.
Discard your dark, you know, draw two, play down your Galarian Moltres V, put that dark back on the field,
Dark play down, patch if you want to.
Dark patch if you want to. Play down your regular Galarian Moltres. Put two more on the field. Forget the attach to the Darkrai and watch them get knocked out.
Also, these things can be used by scoop up net. So you could like scoop up net, put it back down, you know, do your thing. Bro, oh, imagine yeah. if Weavile GX was in the format, bro. That'd be insane. Anyway.
Anyway, so
Sparkling Greninja is good. Actually, I think it's the better one of the two, because anything that says draw two cards, I immediately go, that's going to be in a deck.
Yeah. It's anytime anything even references the idea that it could potentially be something like a Zoroark, it makes it into a deck.
Facts. We also got this Hoopa. Genie hand for a dark energy. Search your deck for a dark energy and attach it to one of your Pokemon. I don't really think it's going to be that good. I mean, it's energy acceleration, but it's also a one prizer.
Yeah, but so like
if you're going, I'd rather play the Moltres.
Yeah, just that's. I would rather play the Moltres. I would rather like play down the Galarian Moltres V. Get the dark energy out of the discard, dark patch to it and attach, and then you're hitting for 190 rather than 100, right? Or, you know, and you're still accelerating energy and they can't knock you out theoretically, so you're not just like swinging with a, you're not wasting a dark to get a dark for it to get knocked out and now you're one dark short anyhow. So
facts, but there's dark patch in the format.
Yeah, you only
I'm
have
just literally going to call this episode Dark Patch, bro.
I mean, it's going to be called Dark sense. Patch. It really is the reason for the season at this point.
That's right. 2022 started off with a banger, my guy. And we ain't even in February yet. All right. Another Pokemon that I do want to talk about that is I think is pretty good, and I don't know if a lot of people are talking about this one or yet or not. It's Starmie V. It is 50 damage times the number of energy attached to your opponent's Pokemon in play. So it does what Lucario does, less damage, and it has free retreat.
And it's meleniable.
Yeah, it's meleniable. Blah, blah, blah.
So the issue with Starmie, and I know I'm going to sound like a hypocrite because I was really excited about Lucario, but the issue with Starmie, especially if it's like your main attacker, is people are going to play around it. Like, you're going to be able to play around this card.
I don't think there's a scenario where this will ever be your main attacker.
I don't think there's a scenario in a water deck where it becomes even a secondary attacker over just another version of your main attacker.
Well, it's a pivot Pokemon. That's why I think it has a spot. Because it's free retreat.
So does you Ice at least Rider play... need a retreater? I don't think they need a pivot Pokemon.
Bro, is Ice Rider even good when all these cards come out?
100%. Ice Rider's still good. Oh. Suicune's still good.
Suicune would still be good. Suicune
anything
would actually...
you can Melanie to and attack for massive amounts of damage is going to be great because Melanie is Melanie. So I mean, it's not going to be tier one probably, but it's still going to be good. And any deck that I can see that happening, any water deck that would play the water energy required to attack with Starmie, there's better things that do better things. So
but
I don't
this
like
has free retreat. Has free retreat. Okay.
So does Tapu Koko, and he's a one prizer that nobody's going to target because he's a one prizer that's not going to do anything.
But this thing attacks.
So does Cast Form.
Okay, like when Darkrai is 60% of the meta, you're playing a Starmie, bro.
If Darkrai gets to be 60% of the meta, there will be a 1-0 Starmie in every water deck ever.
Facts. All right, moving on. Because you need 7 energy on the field to one-shot V-Maxes, by the way. Note that. We got Garchomp V. This card sucks, but it does have free retreat. It's a pivot Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
It's actually cool. It's blank across the board, bro. Like, no weakness, no resistance, no retreat. It's just blank.
Like,
they forgot the colorless energies, bro.
That's it.
It does Sonic Strike. For discard 3 energy, water, fighting, colorless. Discard 3 energy from this Pokemon and do 220 damage to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon.
Somebody's going to try to play Gutsy Pickaxe, Melanie, Garchomp. That's going to be a deck. Somebody's going to try it.
And then someone's going to be like, Manaphy. And then you're like, fuck, I got to boss up that Manaphy before I can swing with this thing.
And then I got to do 220 to the Manaphy in order to gutsy pickaxe.
No, you got
to
be like, I got to dragon claw this Manaphy. And then they're going to be like, cool, bro, you worked so hard for that Garchomp.
Bah! Knockout.
Fish. Anyway. But it's Garchomp, so I guarantee there's going to be a Garchomp V-Star coming out for it. Probably, I'd imagine. I can't foresee a Diamond and Pearl set to not have a Garchomp V-Star coming. Oh, one more thing before we go to break. I do want to mention this. We talked about Brilliant Stars earlier, and I'm sure at a previous episode, we did talk about the trainer, like the trainer art Pokemons that are going to be in Brilliant Stars. There's going to be 30 of them. I think there's 28. So it's going to be 28, and then two secret rares are going to be in this set. It's a subset within Brilliant Stars. So the trainer, it's going to be called Trainer Gallery, and they released the Sonia Bolton V. Like, they promoted it on the Pokemon website, but I didn't see, I saw it on Poke Guardian. And the set number is going to be TG0, whatever the number it is, right? And there's going to be 30 cards, and it's a subset within, kind of like Radiant Collection or a Shiny Vault of Hidden Fates and stuff like that. So that's how they're going to do that. And somebody on Twitter, once again, I don't remember the names, they made a good point. The fact that they're throwing these in there, all the competitive staples that we're going to need are going to be dirt ass cheap.
Yeah. I'm super excited. I want the scalpers to buy up this set and just trade in everything, because what I need is going to cost 74 cents total.
Yo, the mascot Pokemon Arceus are going to be like, it'll be like a $10 card maybe.
Now, Raichu, we'll see, because Raichu...
The full art.
Yeah, the basic one's probably going to be cheap. The full art may be a little bit expensive because he does evolve from Pikachu, and everybody loves Pikachu.
They love Pikachu. They don't love Raichu, bro.
I don't know.
As you got Pikachu on the thing staring at you like, love me.
Give me a hug.
I got Minnie and Daisy winking at me, so it's all good.
Sketch.
I bet new viewers will come into my stream or watch my videos and be like, what the hell? All right, on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time to start talking about these new Legends Arceus Pokemon. Man, there's a tournament tonight. 2-pack entry, bro. I don't have any codes right now. Like, this bro. Is terrible. Yo, what's up,
bro,
man?
Bro, why don't you just go to ptcgostore.com?
What's that?
It's only the best place to buy codes online right now. You haven't heard of it?
No.
You gotta go on there, bro. And guess what? You can get a discount.
Oh, I can get a discount, dog? Oh, is it like that promo code thing? Like, I think I heard like FlowTcast, FlowTcast. You can enter it there.
100%. 100%. Enter it in the promo code spot and you get 5% off.
5% off. That's insane deal, guys. Check out ptcgostore.com. Enter that code FlowTcast and get your 5% off now. And we are back. I am so ready for this Legends Arceus game, my dude. I'm absolutely, like, the reviews are coming out. Once again, I saw the spoilers for, like, the new Pokemon, but, like, that's as far as it went. And, like, it's out in Australia. I haven't seen any of the story. I have no idea what the story is. But I am excited for this game. The only thing that sucks, and I'm going to make a quick announcement here. I will be streaming this game at 7 in the morning, all right? So the reason I'm not doing a midnight stream is because, one, I want the physical copy of this game, and I didn't pre-order it. I originally pre-ordered the digital one, but I was like, nah, I want the actual box because I think the box looks cool. And also, working at Walmart, employee discount, and they also, Walmart naturally sells physical copies of games cheaper than they are online. Naturally, like they're already $50 instead of $60, so I get it for like $45. So like, and also Walmart's not 24 hours here, so I got to go at 6 a.m. to pick it up. I tried to finagle with my my coworkers, and they were like, "Fuck no, you got to be here at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m." And I was like, "Man." So 7 a.m, because that gives me time to get down there, pick the game up, and get back and set up. We will be streaming Legends of Arceus, and I'll be streaming until I don't know, until I get bored or tired or both. So just throwing that out there. It'll be on YouTube. Anyway, I don't know the story. I know some little cool mechanics, like shinies are in the overworld, like you can naturally see them.
Which is awesome. One
absolutely
of them
incredible.
So yeah.
Well, they did that for Let's Go, but like, did they really do that?
I didn't play that game, so I have no idea. Yeah.
Anyway, but like, and I saw some gameplay, and bro, holy shit! I was watching a review real quick. I gotta tell you guys about this. I watched this guy catch 3 Machops at one time.
What?
I was like,
you could throw more than one ball.
Yeah, bro, you could just, like, start tossing him, bro. He was like, 1, 2, 3, and I'm like, yo. Like, I know that's, like, a minor detail in the grand scheme of things, but, like, the reviews of this game have been absolutely stellar. I think it had an 86 on Metacritic, which is really good. A lot of the big YouTubers, like, we're talking great things that got their hands on this game early. We're talking great things about this game. And the more we get closer to it, the more I'm just like buzzing. I just want to play it, bro. So bad. I've been staying away from the story spoilers. There's one big story spoiler. We'll talk about the Pokemon, but I have no idea how he looks like this. We'll get to that. But we're going to talk about some of the Pokemon. Last week, we talked about Hisuian Zoroark, the shiny version, because holy shit, that, well, let's reiterate, I will shiny hunt that fucking Pokemon. 100%.
If I 100%. Don't get another shiny on the game, I'm getting that shiny.
Also, the legend, you know how you get the mythicals like Shaymin and Darkrai if you have the save files? Those are not shiny locked. You can shiny hunt those. So I put a poll out on Twitter. I was like, should I shiny hunt Zoroark or Darkrai? And I got a resounding yes, so.
Yeah. I still need a save file, so I need you to hook your boy up.
I don't have a physical copy, bro.
Oh, fuck. If I start a game and then get a save file, do I get in?
Yeah, if you just start a game, but it has to be in your Switch. I don't have a physical copy.
No, I'm saying like if I play Legends of Arceus and then later I start Brilliant Diamond, do I still get the Darkrai?
I think so, because it's not until like after you complete the game that you can get them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right, so some of these Pokemon I want to talk about. We touched on Hisuian Decidueye last week. Right. That was the only one I let Scott talk about.
Fuck that guy.
But we got to talk about Hisuian Typhlosion. Mr. Bong Rips Typhlosion, bro. This dude looks like he is baked. All right.
So here's the thing with Typhlosion. We see his form without any flames.
Oh, have you seen it with the flames?
No. Is it sick? Because I'd imagine it's sick.
He's got purple flames, dog.
Okay, so that makes me happy, right? So Typhlosion has always looked dumb without flames. This is just sleepy Typhlosion. So I'm okay with it. I was talking to somebody about this game, and somebody, like, he basically said that when they made the regional variants of this game, they literally just forgot how to make Pokemon. They're like, how can we draw art as drunk as possible and then turn them into regional variants? And a lot of these are funnily enough like that. Like, if I was thinking about what Voltorb and Electrode would be back then, and I was drunk, I'd just make them out of wood. That makes sense, right?
It's like, yo, he's like, he's an electric type, and he's a Pokeball. Pokeballs are like, I don't know, titanium or something like that. I don't know what
unobtainium.
Yeah, the vibranium, fuck. Shit, they're holding big-ass monsters. Like, they gotta be something. But he's made of wood here. Vibranium wood.
Or like... But, like the quillfish or and his evolution. I don't know what his evolution's called.
Overquill or something like that.
That's actually a really cool name. I really like that.
I want to say that's what that's called. I could be lying to you.
If it's not, that's his nickname from now on. That's what I'm nicknaming him in the game. But he was like, look at this quillfish. They're like, we need to make a regional variant. Turn it black.
Oh, it's 100% over. It's overquill.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. But they're like, turn him black. And then they're like, we need an evolution. And he was like, I'm drunk. Make his spikes bigger. You know, like, that's what
do
this
that
is.
Thing, but make it bigger. We also got to talk about Hisuian Sneasel and Sneasler. Sneasler,
that's not
a weird looking. It is Sneasler, bro. It's on Sarabi now, bro, because it's out in Australia.
That's
Sneasler.
I actually hate that. I hate it so much.
Look,
that sounds like
rules.
A fucking Dr. Seuss character. Like, if this Sneasler doesn't go get me a Thneed from the Lorax, then I don't want anything to do with it.
Shout out Kleavor for being the 900th Pokemon. That's pretty dope.
That's a cool Pokemon. I'm really excited about. Really, really excited about him. And despite all the hatred, I'm really excited about these weather Pokemon.
Which one?
The Thunderous, Landorus.
Oh, the genies.
Yeah, like they're weather, like they're weather genies, right? But
and the new one. Have you seen the new one?
That's,
or is that where you were going for?
That's where I was going with it. I don't know what his name is. So I've seen the spoilers for what they look like, and I can guess.
This one's a she.
It's a legendary. It has no gender.
No, on Sarabi, its gender ratio is 100% female.
Wow. But does Landorus have
she?
Do they have genders?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't
know. Anyhow, point of the matter is, I've looked up none of the names because I want to be surprised, right? But
so Enamorous is this one's name.
So this makes so much sense right now. Okay.
And she is fairy flying, pink with the snake around it, so kind of like Medusa. And its Therian form is she's a turtle with a snake on her back.
That makes so much sense, actually. I don't know. I love it.
It's the genie of love. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I love everything to do with that Pokemon design.
I think it's kind of dope, too. I ain't going to lie. I wonder what it does. Does it have, like, it's the love-hate Pokemon.
What if, like, it has, like, you know, like, Landorus has Intimidate, right? What if it has, like, a battle entry effect where, like, it has a 10% chance of just paralyzing your opponent?
Healer, at the end of the turn, there's a 30% chance of either ally being healed from a status condition. So you were kind of right. But the other way around.
The other way around. Oh, that's not too bad. I mean, I guess paralyzing on entry would be kind of broken, right? But
a hidden ability, contrary moves used on the Pokemon that raise stats lower the stats, while the moves that lower the stats raise the stat. That's his hidden ability, or her hidden ability. And then it's Therian form ability. Protects Pokemon from weather effects and powder moves. Overcoat, such as sleep powder or poison powder.
That's not too bad.
That'd actually be really good in the meta because of Venusaur.
Yeah.
And its sleep powder and stuff like that.
And
weather. Yeah. That's pretty good. I like this Pokemon. At first I didn't. I was like, that's stupid. That's so stupid. Why would they do something like that? But Overquill is dope.
Basculegion
Sneasler
is super dope.
Sneasler is weird. I don't know how I feel about it.
But I swear to you, I promise you, if they don't make at least an attempt at making a Dr. Seuss reference with that fucking Pokemon in this game, I'm not about that life. They can't name something
to Sneasler. Sneasler with the cleaver talking to Derek Jeter.
What? You're drunk. Get the fuck out of here.
Basculegion's dope. The The shiny variant is purple. Instead of red, it's got purple stripes, which is really cool.
On that version, because there's a blue version too, right? There's two Basket Legions.
Oh, yeah. It's actually white.
Oh.
Like it's blue. A light blue. Like yeah. A light blue.
And which I love the fact that Basculin and Basket Legion both have like two different like forms, right? I mean, Basculin has always had two different like patterns. Just because of the reference to bass, you know, like there's largemouth, smallmouth, like
there's sea bass and freshwater bass.
Yeah, the fuck those. Nobody gives a shit about those. Anybody who tells me they're a sea bass fisherman is a fucking liar. Nobody sport fishes for sea bass. They just happen to catch them along the way.
Oh, fair enough.
Probably not true. I don't know. Sorry if you professionally sea bass fish.
All right. Fair enough. We got a new evolution of Ursaring. Ursaluna. It's a big round bear. Actually, fun fact, you can ride this bear.
Wait.
Yeah, you can hop on the bear, bro.
Can you just ride every Pokemon on the land?
No. No, oh. There's a select few, but the bear is one of them.
That's cool.
Oh, and you can rock climb with Sneasler, too.
So I have to get this fucking dumbass Pokemon.
You have to get the Dr. Seuss Pokemon, bro.
Is there any other bird Pokemon that I can fly with?
I feel like
I could ride more than one, then why can't I fly with more than one, right?
Can I just hop on the back of a Darkrai, bro? Like, that's all I care about.
No, you'd hang glide underneath it, right? But that's fine. He'd hold you
up. It's just
up.
Like he's holding my hand, and I just got him up like this. Like, got one hand in the air, and I'm just like, he's just cruising, bro. We're sliding through people's nightmares or DMs, one of the two. Ain't decided yet. Oh, my goodness. We got weird deer. We already talked about weird deer.
What do you think about the Dialga and Palkia?
Oh yeah, I was getting to that. Okay, I talked about how I don't know the storylines. I don't know how you make these Dialga and Palkia look like they do. Holy shit, are they weird looking?
So you're telling me, because I haven't looked anything up, right? So you're telling me that they don't start looking like that. You have to make them look like that.
I don't know. I don't know if, like, in the game they look like that. And, like, something happens and then they turn into the other, like, the one we know. I don't know if this is, like, origin form, Dialga, Palkia. I have no idea, but these some bitches look weird as hell, dog. They look like Minotaurs, bro.
Oh, they do. Well, Centaurs, not Minotaurs.
Oh, whatever. Centaurs, whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah.
They look dumb.
They don't look as dumb as the Sidueye, but they close.
I did hear that, like, the picture here is not doing them justice. Like, I heard that in the game they actually look dope, but, like, the picture is not doing them work. And actually, Dialga looks a little bit cooler than I anticipated, like, than I originally thought. But I do want to, there was a, where is it at? Where is it at? Kalos. Yeah, Kalos. Gudra. I wanted to talk about Gudra. All right, now where is Gudra? Bro, where the... There he is. There's Gudra. Galarian Gudra, or Hisuian Gudra, bro. It's Gudra with a snail shell, bro. It's Gary from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I hear he's pretty cool, too, but I think he looks dumb.
Really?
I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, why? I mean, he's still Gudra. Like, he's just
but regular Gudra was cooler, bro.
I don't know. I feel different about both of them. I feel like they're the same. Like, if you told me that this is a new form and I hadn't looked at a Gudra card, I would be like, I don't think so. I think that's the same one. I wasn't a big fan of Gudra to begin with, though, so...
I liked original Gudra. I thought he was dope.
I like the new Sneasel. I just don't like Sneasler. Like, Sneasel looks awesome. He's got a great color scheme.
You trying to send an email to TPCI and be like, can I just rock climb this Sneasel, bro?
Yeah, can I just in my cartridge, make everybody else do what they want to do. But I almost just will try to beat the game without rock climbing if I have to get a Sneasler. Unless he comes with a Sneed. If he comes with a held item called a Sneed, then I'll be fine with it because that's a reference that I want. But, you know.
A Sneed?
A Sneed, bro. Do you know what a Sneed is?
No.
Oh my gosh, you need to watch / read the Lorax, bro. So the Sneed is what they made from the trees, the Truffula trees, that the Lorax was trying to protect.
Okay. So All right. I'm going to give some credit to my boy Hisuian Growlithe. I dogged him when he was announced, but Hisuian Arcanine is kind of dope. Ain't going to lie. I don't like the alfalfa on his head, but like the little lion's mane thing he's got going on here. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I like his origins anyhow, what he's based off of.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. There's still not a single one of these that hold a candle to Zoroark, though.
No, no chance. Bro, Zoroark was insane. I didn't really care for the way they announced Zoroark because, like, I don't really care for big reveals like that for Pokemon. I'm the kind of guy that when they release the whole list of Pokemon coming out, I'm gonna look at it.
Yeah. That's but, what I want. I don't care about the trailer. Like, do you remember Sword and Shield? Like, when they announced the Impy guy,
the Impy Pimp and Galarian Ponyta, the 24-hour stream thing.
Yeah, bro. Stupid. I hated that. I thought that was so dumb. And I just still have not ever seen the actual video footage of that. I just looked at the pictures and got instantly hyped for our boy that would eventually become Grimmsnarl.
The mascot?
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro. I remember when the leagues came out and I saw Eternatus, Dragapult, Grimmsnarl. I think the Galar Dex was awesome, bro. Like, the new Pokemon that came out, I was like, yo, they crushed it, bro.
This one's good. I mean, so this is cool to me, though, because this is like a lot of regional variants in a non-mainline game. Uh-huh. So I think they did a really good job. I hate that some of the designs look like... I hate to be the guy that says, oh, these designs suck, but some of them look like lazy.
I don't know. It's hard for me because, like, some Pokemon just grow on me, bro. Like, it takes more than just the natural design of it. Like, for example, Cleaver. I think Cleaver is kind of stupid right now. I think he looks like the cockroach monster from Men in Black.
Oh,
Men in Black. But he'll get some busted card, and I'll play him, and then I'll love Cleaver. Like
the other thing that somebody mentioned, which I didn't take into account previously, was they couldn't make it too far from the normal because these are supposed to like evolution style evolve into what would eventually become our region Pokemon, right? You see what I'm saying? So if they went crazy and they made it super like big difference, then there's no way that scientifically it would happen, right? So continuity speaking, it makes sense, you know, like Goodra would lose its shell probably, you know, Decidueye would you know, take up a form that it can see in, you know.
Typhlosion would just...
Weavile would realize that Sneasler is dumb as fuck and evolve into a Weavile instead, you know, like...
He's like, bro, I need to get cool. Like, nobody likes me. Weavile. All right, let's turn into Weavile.
So,
we talked about Typhlosion. We gotta talk about Samurott, bro.
There's no need to talk about him. He's the fucking coolest starter of them all. If you weren't a water starter guy before that, just look at this fucking Pokemon. He's literally the Samurott, but he's black now. It's fine. Like, he's cooler. He looks like a ninja version. His horn is, you know, like, got the whole, like crooked thing going on. So, like, he kind of has this, like, Lord Voldemort vibe going. Like, he's
a dark
sick.
Type.
He's a dark type. He's got a mustache. This isn't the coolest starter Pokemon in this game. If you don't think it is, at least, then you're fucking stupid. Calling you out right now.
My man called me stupid. Because I don't think he's the coolest one. I like Typhlosion better.
You know what Typhlosion reminds me of?
What?
Every single movie about marijuana ever. We're talking Days and Confused. We're talking Pineapple Express. It's just, it is what it is, bro. I'm sorry. I can't get behind that guy doing massive damage to an opponent, you know?
Can you imagine his signature move? He pulls out like a little blunt. Just he does a little Wayne, bro, right before his track, right before his move. You hear the lighter flick, just and then it's like,
is he poison type? No,
he's ghost type, ghost fire.
I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of cool typing. Like, fuck, that's a cool typing. Like, I know we have Chandelier, but do we really have Chandelier? The Pokemon kind of sucks.
No, we got my boy Typhlosion looking A1 since day one, bro. I like him. I like him a lot. Especially the flames, bro. You gotta see the flames, dog.
I mean, maybe the flames will be cool. I don't know. He looks gone. He looks like he's not going to listen to you because he just can't process what you said. That's what he looks like.
It's like use Flame Wheel. Yo, I don't think I'm doing that.
I was going to, but then I got high. I'm sorry.
He's Afro Man, bro.
He's definitely the second coolest, I think. He doesn't look as cool as what it is, like flames or otherwise, but he's better than Decidueye, so, you know.
Bro, he's dope, bro. I love him.
Exactly. That's it. He's dope.
He's my favorite. Bro, sidebar real quick. Sidebar before we move on. I do have to mention, I watched the Red Wings play on TNT last night, which is the new national broadcast, and they interviewed Steve Yzerman. And one of the guys on the panel, who's the co-host of a podcast I listen to, asked Steve Yzerman, is like, what do you do in your free time to decompress from hockey? And he's like, I can't say that on national television. So Twitter immediately went into meme mode. It was like, Steve Bongerman, bro. And it was like, picture of Steve Yzerman, and he's got a gas mask on with the place lit up. And one had the Cookie Monster hat. You remember the flat bill Cookie Monster hat? And like a blunt in his hand. Bro, I love this guy, dog. He speaks to my soul. I don't even do that shit, but he speaks to my soul. I need to get this guy on a playmat, dog. And the best place to get playmats is Inked Gaming. Oh my goodness, guys. Let me tell you something. Regionals are around the corner. 2 months away, actually. Just about. Pretty sure. March 20-something. There's regionals happening. You guys want to be there? You guys want to be swagged out? We need to head on over to Inked Gaming and get you a sick playmat. I didn't tweet it out, but I designed the art of my playmat. Not the actual artwork. Shout out my boy Keith Snow holding it down for the homies. But I designed it, shipped it off to, submitted it on inkedgaming.com, and I got me a sick playmat ready to go for regionals when they come out. And you guys can too. I know Scott's got a playmat coming. He needs to retire that old level ball playmat and get
it. It's
going to
hang up right here. Maybe right here. I don't know. It's going to hang up right on the wall behind me.
It's going to the Flow TK Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? So you guys can hit our affiliate link down below. You can get custom anything gaming. That's what Inked Gaming is all about. And you guys need to check them out. They're good. Anyway, so that's like all the Pokemon, really. I'm sure there's some few stragglers that I don't really care about. No, I think that's it. I think we hit all of them. I think so.
Yeah, except for the Avalon guy.
Oh, I forgot about him.
And the Lilligant guy.
Oh, actually, Lilligant. Bro, I'd be forgetting about everything, dog. I'd be forgetting about everything. I forgot about Lilligant. I heard Lilligant was kind of cool. Didn't Rufflet have a... No. But Lilligant's dope. Anyway, so Lilligant was pretty cool. It's fighting grass type, and Avalug's rock, ice. It's just got rock on it, but it looks like Avalug, so there's not really a whole lot else to say. But as I said earlier, I will be streaming this tomorrow, 7 a.m. sharp. Be there. YouTube. You know the deal. And other than that, I didn't really have much, unless you guys want to talk about the Yu-Gi-Oh meta.
No, thank you.
All right.
What are you doing? So, like, besides streaming this, right, what are your plans for the rest of the week, right? So, say you get the game done by Sunday on stream. What are you doing Monday through Friday?
Well, apparently, I got to go to Scott's house and finally deliver him his Mew deck that he let me borrow. Other than that, school, grinding YouTube content, and work. Yeah, that's about it. YouTube, as I said earlier, we are like there, dog. Like, we are right on the edge of glory, and I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this channel. What about you? You were talking about a 1K coming up?
No, it's not really 1K. I was lying. No, but I am playing in a couple webcam tournaments, at least one. For...
I was talking about next week, not this
week. Yeah, I could talk about that on the podcast next week. Thursday.
Make sure
to tune in so I can tell you what I'm going to play. That way you can try to tech against me and I'll still beat that ass. No, other than, you know, YouTube content, things, making videos for you guys, I'll be playing in a My Hero tournament, my first webcam tournament that I've ever played in. So
I just remembered I signed up for Gyroshan's Digimon tournament. That's tomorrow, Saturday. We'll see what's going on. And we'll see if I have everything set up for that, because space is a thing here on this desk, dog. I got a lot of shit going on here. I got like 4 screens and DVDs and drinking my tears, you know? There's like a lot going on here.
I feel that. I'm kind of in the same boat. I don't know where I'm going to put the webcam. I also don't know how I'm going to put the webcam, so I got to figure that out.
You don't even know where the webcam is.
Yeah, I do. I know where that is. It's right there.
Oh.
It's right in front of me. Yeah. No, but yeah, so I'm excited to play in that. It's, you know, I don't usually get into 2-card games, but it was an easy transition for me, so and then I'll be prepping for the 1K. I have a couple of different coaching sessions this week. Maybe one of them will make it to a coaching corner. We'll see.
Sounds hot, bro. I'm gonna be playing, I got like 4 card games, bro. I'm even playing Magic the Gathering. No, I'm not. That's a lie. You know what? Duel Master is awesome, so we need a new card game to pick on. I think I'm going to go for the big guns. I'm going to start picking on Magic, bro. Just be like, yo, your game sucks, bro. And they're going to be like, you don't even know. And I'm going to be like, I don't. That's why it sucks.
It really, really doesn't. And that's what's sad. I can't even say it. Like, I can't even be like, oh, Magic's so dumb, because it's not. It's a great...
Dragon Ball Super, bro. We're gonna make fun of that one. Vanguard,
fuck you suck.
Oh, bro. There you go. Isn't there another one?
I don't know, probably.
Maybe it's the same one.
I feel like Card Fight Vanguard is just like the Yu-Gi-Oh for the Yu-Gi-Oh players that weren't good at Yu-Gi-Oh.
I feel like Card Fight Vanguard was the reskin of Duel Masters, but I don't know. I have no idea. Digimon's 2 lit, so like I can't make fun of that game.
Yeah, I'll never play that game either. Fuck that game.
You're missing out, bro. That's because you don't want to spend the money.
I just don't want to play IP that I've never gotten into. I never understood how a little T-Rex evolves into like a half-naked woman eventually. That doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense at all. It's like T-Rex to half naked woman. It's or like little fluffball to like a giant Viking. That's
giant mecha god.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. I don't.
It's like Agumon, bro. Agumon's a baby T-Rex, bro. He turns into Omnimon, which is like a holy warrior. It's like, what the fuck? How did we get here?
No, it's like, it's anybody who has ever complained about Pokemon evolutions or whatever. If you have any interest in Digimon whatsoever, you're a hypocrite, bro, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, at least Pokemon tries, right? Sometimes they get it wrong, but they try. Digimon has never even attempted to try. They're just like, yeah, this is how it is. If you don't like it, then go play that Pokemon game. I don't know. Anyhow, I think that's
Bakugan Battle Brawlers, boys.
I think that's it for today before we get flamed by every single person who's ever liked any IP besides Pokemon. So you know the deal. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Twitch, even though we're not on there very often anymore. Who knows? We may show back up. You never know with us, right? Check us out on Facebook. Not individually. Check out the Floaty Cast on Facebook, please. I got enough friend requests and that I got to explain to my wife. Yeah, and then keep a lookout for the website. I'm finally about to finish that up, and then it has a new link to a bunch of sick merch. So that's one thing we got going on. I should have that up within the next week, which is why I asked you what you were doing, because I was going to lead into that and then completely forgot that that's what I was doing in the first place. So I did it now. There you go. And then check out a Patreon that we still haven't worked on because we are shitty at keeping a New Year's resolution. But
we got all the time in the world, bro. We got all the time. And then it's going to be 2023 and be like, fuck, where'd the time go? That's how that works. I don't really have anything else. Like I said, tomorrow morning early, we're going to be on pretty much all day, dog. That's all I wanted. Literally why I took a 4-day weekend was to play that game. And I'm excited. I hear it's good. I hear it's really good. And I overhype everything. I even overhype Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and I quit playing that quickly.
At least you finished it, though. Like
I did, and I played a little bit of the post game, and then I was like, yeah, I don't know about this. So we'll see you guys next time for episode 81. And one more thing. Sorry, I can't forget. I have to mention it. Shout out to my boy, Matthew Stafford. 2 playoff games he's won now. That's more than the Lions have in 30 years. So good on him. And hopefully he makes the Super Bowl. So go.
One more thing just popped up. Breaking news. This is just... I got to do this because I'm super excited. Shout out to Jeffrey Chris, who just signed for his house, like right now, currently in this very moment. So big supporter of the channel, captain of the team Scythe, you know, big Pokemon player, both literally and figuratively. So shout out to him. Congratulations, my boy. I guess we'll see you guys next time for episode 81. Peace.
Peace.